Okay, good morning, everyone. Despite the fact that so many of the mitzvos, basically all the mitzvos that we perform at the Seder night, are mitzvos asei shehazman grama, positive time-bound mitzvos, nevertheless, both men and women are chayiv in all of them. And this is an important item to remind everyone of around the Seder table, what it is that women are chayiv in, and therefore need to make sure that they're mekayim to no less a degree than the men around the table, and where might there be some area for latitude. So first of all, Misharso o achad mi bnei beis yimzgu asakosos. We have the minhag that we don't fill up our own cups. V'chem b'chol pa'am shemozgin yimzgu heim v'lo hu ba'atzmo. Either if there's some sort of, I don't know if anybody has a wine steward or a butler at home, but if you do, then you should have them fill up your cups for you. Otherwise, have somebody else fill it up for you. Kedei laharos derech cheros, in order to demonstrate freedom, demonstrate liberty, geula, that we've gone free, and that we don't need to even bother filling up our own glasses. Yes, here live Vnei Beso, and you need to remind everyone in the house, everyone sitting around the table, Shiyishtu mikol kos l'chol apachos es harov b'fam achas, to have at least rov kos, u'mikos revi, and when it comes to the fourth cup, to completely drain the cup. Yishtu revi is b'fam achas, to have at least a revius, because that's what you're going to make, not necessarily the whole kos, but at least a revius, to ensure that you are capable of making the bracha achrona at the end. And you should have kavanah that you're actually fulfilling the arba kosos. Even those who do not regularly recite any sort of hinani muchan mezumen and the like before performing a mitzvah, that generally is because we have the actual birkas hamitzvah in advance of performing a mitzvah. When it comes to some of the mitzvahs of the Seder night, we really don't have a very clear, anyway, birkas hamitzvah. So some of the minhag of doing so before Kiddush to say that you're prepared and you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, to fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Kosos, to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, for which there is also no bracha, to make a point specifically of doing so, to remember that we are meant to have kavanah when we perform all these mitzvahs. So you should remind everybody around the table to have kavanah for Arba Kosos, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Achilas Matzah Umaror. Why do you need to remind everyone? Because again, Ki Gam Hanashim Chayavos B'mitzvos Elu. These are not only mitzvahs that the men around the table are chayav in, the women are also chayav, and therefore we need to remind everybody that we should have kavan to fulfill all of these mitzvot. The room for the wiggle room where the latitude is given, though, with respect to aseba. Rak baseba, at least the Kitzur writes, rak baseba ain nohagos. They don't have the minhag of aseba, of reclining while eating and while drinking. Obviously, if the women in your home and women around the table have the minhag of performing aseba and of eating and drinking the aseba, then they certainly should continue to do so. But if not, There's some latitude with Zman Hazeh, even if a man forgets to perform Haseba, certainly more so for women. He should recite Kiddush as it's written in the Haggadah, the text that's printed in all the Haggadahs, and should then recline on his left-hand side. Ideally, you should drink the entire cup, and therefore, do yourselves a favor. Try to have cups that are smaller in size. You need at least a rov kos. The kos needs to hold at least a revius. Even if you want to be very machmir like the Chazon Ish and have a kos, I mentioned this before, and have a kos that's 5 ounces large, that's still far smaller than a typical wine glass. So if you can get something that's a little bit, I mentioned that we bought small, narrow flute glasses in order to try to keep the shiurim down, and it becomes much easier to drink the entire kos when you have something smaller that you're working with. Everyone have a wonderful Erev Shabbos.